Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three begins. My goodness. See how we make Mondays go fast here on the Bob Rose Show? Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The ceasefire, precarious, but back on track. We'll talk more about that. But first, we have our investigative reporter with us, Nanette Holt. Good morning, Nanette. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. And what's this? We've got some partnerships forming. We're doing a really good job in Florida based on what the governor's done, law enforcement and ICE dealing with immigration. Give me the scoop.
Yeah, you know, I'm a native Floridian, sixth generation, so I've been kind of interested in why Florida is so different from these. You hear about these big protests against ICE, the federal agents removing illegal immigrants who didn't get permission to be here. They're removing them according to federal law. And in a lot of these big Democrat-run cities, things are unraveling. There's violence. There's violence against the agents. Leadership in the cities, they are preventing these immigrants from being removed. So what's different in Florida? Why don't we have these protests here? I started digging, found that the guy who is in charge of all this, his name is Dave Kerner's Young. He's 42, and he's the executive director of the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Doesn't sound like he would be leading Florida's efforts to remove illegal immigrants, but he manages the approximately 2,000 Florida Highway Patrolmen.
Oh.
And they have partnered. They've gotten this force of men and women special training so that they can work with ICE on these missions. They actually have ICE embedded with the Highway Patrol. They have Highway Patrolmen that are exclusively dedicated to finding these folks. And the thing that is so interesting about this guy is his Alachua connection. And he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat appointee of Governor Ron DeSantis, who is, you know, very conservative Republican. He appointed this guy. So what did he see special in this guy? And I can tell you from working with him on this story to find out more, he's really a good leader, and he's a law and order guy. And this is his state. This is the state he loves. He comes from a law enforcement background, and here's his Alachua connection. You ready? When he was going to the University of Florida as an undergrad, he became a police officer when he was 19 years old. When he was 20, he was Alachua's Police Officer of the Year. Then he went to Levin School of Law. I think I mispronounced it when I was here last. Got his law degree, ended up in the Florida House. He ended up being a prosecutor, and he ended up in the Florida House. And he was mayor of Palm Beach County. And then that's Governor DeSantis put him on the task force to reopen Florida. Remember during COVID when we were shut down? We were going to be shut down 2 weeks to slow the spread? So we had to have a task force. How are we going to reopen the state that we shut down? He was part of that. And I just think it's so interesting because, you know, we get really focused on the R or the D. But this guy is a big D, and he is removing the illegal immigrants from our state.
Well, he's a person clearly that can put politics aside to do whatever the job is that he's appointed to do. That's how you're supposed to do it. It shouldn't be, you know, an R and a D thing. Unfortunately, that has crept in, and it's you see it. I mean, we saw it with the FBI and some of those folks, how they were working to undermine then candidate Trump, then President Trump. But no, that's a great story. I like that. It sounds like he's a good guy, and it's clear he's doing a good job because they've been highly successful.
They have, you know, since March, since they got this special training in March, they have removed more than 5,000 illegal immigrants from the state of Florida in this cooperation with ICE. Really interesting. He told me about 45% of those they have removed were legitimate gotaways. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term gotaways, but the gotaways are the people who came into our country without checking in, without, you know, most of them do check in, we think. We're not sure. But these gotaways are the ones that come across the border running, however they come through. They are trying to escape notice. They don't want us to know who they are. There's no documentation. And what they're finding when they get these folks is that most of them have very serious crimes in other countries.
Criminal background.
Mostly, you know, rape, pedophilia, crimes against children, murder, you know, big stuff.
And a lot of them carry drugs to kind of pay their way to get across, if you will. So you've got that going on. So that's great. Hey, you mentioned UF earlier. They dismantled their DEI program some time ago, we thought. And we've got a couple of insiders there that have mentioned, it hasn't really gone away. And apparently you've looked into it as well.
Well, yeah, and I've got to say that some really strong reporting has been done anonymously, but well documented. So the sources are there for you to see with your own eyes by a group of people that have to be anonymous based on their position that run an X account called Commies on Campus. And they have taken great interest in this effort to dismantle DEI in the Florida universities for whatever reason. They are very well connected at UF, and they have been able to produce videos showing high-level faculty members, including the provost, Provost Glover, instructing other faculty members to hide any DEI, to get around it so they can continue to promote their values to students. So we all know what DEI means. And, you know, one of the most disturbing things that I found as I was reviewing the documents, this account actually contacts me and sends me things directly. What I saw was, you know, some of the things they're hiding seem to suggest there have been serious crimes against minors. One of them was they're supposed to leave all these departments at UF are supposed to leave their syllabi for their courses online, available to view by the public for 5 years. There was one that for Latin American studies that had pulled down all of their syllabi. Well, when people started digging into it, they saw that some of the required coursework for Latin American studies was to read some work, I have in air quotes, by a researcher who described in great detail that while he was working as a researcher, he was enjoying sexual pleasures with youth, and described that in great detail.
With youth. Minors.
Now, I saw this with my own eyes, this coursework, and it was shocking how explicit. Imagine that. Now they're being told, you know, can we scrub this stuff? Can we get this stuff down? We don't want that showing up. But there also seems to be an ongoing effort, and you can see the videos of the interview process with people being considered to be brought in high levels of leadership, that, you know, maybe this is still going on and being encouraged to continue.
Wow. Do you have, we don't have much time. Real quick, anything breaking, different, new about Antifa? Are they an organized group? I mean, I think it's clear that they are, but are we making any inroads there?
You know, people are who are against whatever President Trump does say you can't call them a terrorist organization because they're not an organization. It's just an ideology, and you can't lump them all together. Well, I managed a reporter who was covering Antifa activities, and we knew that they were well connected because of the way they treated him. If he he was attacked in Washington, D.C. in 2022 when he was covering the overturning of Roe v. Wade. They actually tried to deafen him with some air horns directly in his ears. Miraculously, he kept his hearing. He, for some reason, put in earplugs that day. I'd never done it before.
Oh, my gosh.
When he contacted a Florida Antifa group for comment on a story months later, they responded with a picture of him in Washington and said, "We heard we made you deaf."
Wow.
They also responded with his parents' address.
Oh, wow.
And in person, they told him that they asked him if he had heard that reporters who cover Antifa often disappear. Wow. Now, that happened in state after state. He was identified. And they let him know that we have put your picture on our boards all over the country. So, I mean, they told him they were connected. I don't buy this. They're not connected. They're not a terrorist organization because I've seen it myself.
Agree 100%. There's great evidence right there. Nanette Holt, always a pleasure. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.
I can't wait to be back.
It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're making Mondays great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:22. Good morning and welcome. Did I mention the time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, ceasefire back on track. Had some issues on Sunday, but things seem to be back in place. It's somewhat tenuous and precarious, and well, that's the nature of that particular beast for sure. Top local story, Billy Napier, the coach of the Florida Gators, has been let go. They're parting ways. The search begins for a new coach. I'm hoping they're wise enough to begin that search some time ago and perhaps narrowing things down a bit. That would be the hope, but they're not going to show that hand, but we hope for the best, and we'll still support our team, right? Go Gators. President Trump stirring it up a little bit. Yeah. Shocker headline, I know.
Right, that never happens.
Yeah, he called the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, called him an illegal drug dealer. Ouch! Yeah. And announced, by the way, stoppage of payments and subsidies to the country.
That's
now
huge.
That will leave a mark, probably more so.
Oh, yeah.
Trump had blasted this out on Truth Social. Quote, President Gustavo Petro of Colombia is an illegal drug leader, strongly encouraging the massive production of drugs in big and small fields all over Colombia, and has become the biggest business in Colombia by far, and Petro does nothing to stop it, despite large-scale payments and subsidies from the U.S. that are nothing more than a long-term ripoff of Americans. And then he said, in all caps, as is his style from time to time,
yes.
As of today, these payments or any other form of payment or subsidies will no longer be made to Colombia.
Nice.
Yep, all caps, making it, you know, loud and clear. The purpose of this drug production is the sale of massive amounts of product into the United States, causing death, destruction, and havoc.
Mm.
Trump then said that if Petro does not address what he called the killing fields in Colombia, then the United States will. Petro, a low-rated and very unpopular leader with a fresh mouth toward America, better close up these killing fields immediately or the U.S. will close them up for him. And it won't be done nicely. Woo! Getting pretty pretty serious.
A little testy there.
Yeah. Yep. He announced on Saturday that his administration carried out a strike on narco terrorists, at least two of whom were from Colombia and Ecuador. The president said the boat was transporting enough drugs to kill 25,000 Americans.
Wow.
U.S. intel confirmed this vessel was loaded up with mostly fentanyl and other illegal narcotics. There were four known narco terrorists on board of the vessel, and two of the terrorists were killed, and at least 25,000 Americans would die if I allowed the submarine to come ashore. The two surviving terrorists are being returned to their countries of origin, Ecuador and Colombia, for detention and prosecution. Trump said that the administration would not tolerate it, and we've shown that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you have a boat, I would say I wouldn't take it anywhere near the coast.
No.
Of Colombia, Venezuela, Ecuador, and I also would not load it full of drugs either.
Yeah, drugs on a boat, worse than snakes on a plane.
That's a good one. That's our promo for tomorrow.
Glad I could write it for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
The Louvre got hit. Or as Brett Favre calls it, the Louvre. In a brazen daylight heist, professional thieves broke into the Louvre in Paris Sunday morning, made off with the jewels that belonged to Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
Wow.
Well, now, wait a second. If they're Napoleon's jewels, there's probably a good chance that he just took them from someone else, right?
That's a good point.
Wasn't he out there conquering?
Yeah. Okay. And then when they tried to get away, they actually they dropped one, so I guess their little booty bag came up short.
their booty bag. Nice. The burglars used a mechanical lift and an angle grinder. Who doesn't have one of those?
Oh, you just keep one in your pocket.
From Harbor Freight.
Yeah, well, they're
everyone has an angle grinder.
Absolutely.
Power tools commonly used on construction jobs to access a second floor balcony and break through the window of the iconic museum, the Apollon Gallery. Three masked thieves made off with 9 pieces of jewelry, escaping on 2 motor scooters, sparking panic among the tourists as police swarmed the famous institution. The group took only 10 minutes between 9:30 and 9:40 to make off with their loot.
Isn't that amazing? In the middle of the day on scooters. Really?
They're saying that the value of these items is so high they really can't even put a number on it.
I think the one that they dropped, they're talking like at least $10 million, that one piece that they dropped.
It was a crown, if I'm not mistaken, and in dropping it, they also broke it.
Oh.
Yeah. Fell down, broke their crown, but...
Sounds familiar.
Bad guys got away.
Yeah.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, we are going to have special guests in the studio, Dana Williams and Bill Centerfit, talking about Brotherhood Ride, Never Forget. I'll explain when they come in here next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. As, you know, we start things off with something. Well, first of all, let me introduce Alachua Commissioner Dana Williams, who I've known for many years. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Bob and Greg.
And she has brought in Bill Centerfit. Bill's representing the Brotherhood Ride. Never forget. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Excited to be here.
Well, I'll ask you, Bill, what is this Brotherhood Ride? What is it all about?
The Brotherhood Ride is a bicyclist group. There's 50 bicyclists on a normal year travel. They got 20 supporters that follow them. They honor past first responders from the prior year, and they take the ride to the cities and donate to the families, represent the families. They left Fort Myers on the 20th. They're heading up through.
Yeah.
They're heading up through Ocala and will be at our lodge Thursday night on the 23rd.
How fast did you have to pedal to get this head start?
I got to have four wheels.
So just in the last year, we've had, 24 first responders fallen in the line of duty?
Correct.
Yes. In Florida. Yes.
That's painful, you know, and sometimes you don't hear that on the national news. If it didn't happen locally, you might not catch it.
Right.
But in our state, 24 first responders lost their lives in the line of duty. And your group, Bill, you go to help the families that are left behind.
Correct.
Yeah. What kind of support do they get?
Well, the Brotherhood Ride, financial support for the families, mm-hmm. and emotional support. The funds that they raise every year on their ride. Part of that support to the Brotherhood, right? There's a lot of sponsors for them, but the Florida Elks, and that's why Bill and I are here, because we're representing the Gainesville Elks Lodge. The Florida Elks have supported the Brotherhood Ride by providing overnight accommodations for them every night of the ride. So they will stop at a local Elks Lodge every night of their ride, and every lodge will provide dinner. Will provide space for them. They bring their own air mattresses. They have a system, let me tell you. And then the next morning, the lodges will provide breakfast and send them on their way. And the Florida Elks and the local Elks lodges have done that from the beginning.
Yeah,
from the beginning, from 2008.
My parents were Elks. Yeah, back in the day.
Okay.
And Port Charlotte was their area.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bill, tell me how you got involved in this.
Well, I'm a past Exalted Ruler of the Gainesville Lodge, and the Brotherhood of the Ride approached us back in 2018 to do the same thing they're doing this time and visit. My passion is overwhelmed with what they do to, like you said, how do you get on a bicycle and go 70 to 90 miles a day, mm-hmm. in the heat of the day, in the storms? I mean, it's amazing. So once I was offered the opportunity to be a part of that, I'm embraced with it. And I want to throw out down in the, they're passing through Ocala to honor Engineer Charles Westfall of the Marion County Fire and Rescue, mm-hmm. and K-9 Leo of the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The passion they have for all the first responders, when they came up with the canine, somebody said, well, it's a dog. It's not a dog.
Mm-mm.
That is a fellow officer,
yes.
that will do anything and everything.
That's
so,
right.
You know, when you get these lists that they get every year, and I'll say quick, this same group just went to 9/11 Ground Zero during its anniversary. 31 days they rode the bikes from Florida all the way to New York.
Wow. That hurts my knees thinking about it.
I'll tell you.
Not to mention my back.
Yeah.
Wow. And I know they they serve several states. I thought I read at least 9 states.
Yes.
I think that they cover.
Yep. Well, they actually started 2007. They started because they're in Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston lost 8 or 9 firefighters in a structural fire.
Yep.
And it motivated a group down in the Fort Myers, Naples area to start this Brotherhood Ride They rode there. That was the first year to South Carolina. Most of the time they stay within Florida, but like Bill just said, they honored 9/11 on the anniversary year too. So yeah.
And I've got the donation set at, gosh, $950,000, almost $1 million to the families that left behind.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Over the years.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That that definitely makes a difference. And do we know about what time they'll be going through Ocala?
They are going to be riding through around lunchtime, about noon. Of course, everything is subject to weather and
life in general.
And conditions of the bikes and
flat tires,
we
got flat
tires
else you
and stuff. Right. Just for clarification, they normally would have stopped at the Ocala Elks Lodge, but this year the next stop after us is Jacksonville's Elks Lodge, and the distance between Marion County and Jacksonville is a little too long. So they're going to have a meeting with Marion County Sheriff and Fire in the middle of the day, and then come up to us in the evening, and they should arrive at our Elks Lodge between 5 and 6 is what they're predicting.
Yeah, so, all right. If you get a few people in the parking lot waving to them and thanking them.
They'll be escorted in by Alachua Sheriff's Office, and not just from the driveway. They'll start down the road with them and escort them in to direct traffic.
And which Elks Lodge, you said us or our, people may not know what that
understood.
Is.
Gainesville Elks Lodge, 2424 Northwest 23rd Boulevard. So,
all right,
and we would love to have a great crowd cheering them on and greeting them. So,
and if you want to look into donations, the brotherhoodride.com mm-hmm. is a website that you can look at everything. There's no hyphens or anything. It's just Brotherhood Ride.
Brotherhoodride.com.
Yes.
Yep.
That's
okay.
Correct.
All right. So that way people can contribute. And give them a nice warm welcome when they do ride in. And this has been an annual event now for a while, right?
It has, but not always coming to Gainesville, because obviously if there isn't anyone local that we've lost,
they try to focus on.
Yeah. Yes. So was it 2019 was the last time we saw them, thankfully, in a weird sort of way.
And that's when you came in then,
Came in then, and it was the year they were honoring the two Gilchrist County deputies that year that we lost.
That is still a tender spot for everybody. And so where do they initially start? They don't start in Fort Myers, did they, or did they?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where it started today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're and they're going all the way to Jacksonville.
What? Well, that's not where they end. They're going to end in Miami. They start in Fort Myers and make all these stops. They're going to go up to Jacksonville. Then the last stop is in Miami on the 29th.
Okay.
So who actually are the riders? Where do they come from in the sense that they become part of the group?
Current and retired first responders.
Yeah. The ones that are available, obviously, because of the scheduling and stuff.
And I know Bill and I have been told some of the current ones, they will specifically take their vacation time just to do the ride.
To do the ride.
Yeah.
To give back. That's why they, I guess that's why they call it a brotherhood, huh?
Yes. There's, yes.
Brotherhood
absolutely.
Ride. Yes. Never forget. And wow. Well, we're happy to get the word out, and we appreciate what the Elks does.
Everybody's invited on Thursday to come see us.
Thursday to come see us. We've had, Bob and Greg, we've had a lot of local sponsors too, if I can give a shout out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. JSC Systems, Audi Gainesville, Davis Chevrolet, PFG, Performance Food Group, Royal Restrooms, Max's Towing. And we had an anonymous donation of a lot of Gatorade to provide the riders for their ride.
Nice.
From a family close to the Gatorade.
Yeah, I would guess that. We are the home.
So,
that is fantastic.
I definitely want to give them a shout out. And we're still getting more donations as the day goes on. Bill, you got a text at 6 this morning.
Yeah. Sam's is going to be dropping off we don't know how many water and snacks.
Nice.
For them to take on
We'll
their
make
lives,
sure the so. Door's open.
That, yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. All right. Keep up the good work. And next time they come around.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
It is 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, and we know you're busy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute on demand, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome and happy Monday. Look, we're the folks that try to make Mondays a little bit better. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. And how about those No Kings rallies?
Yeah.
Why do they hate Burger King? I don't know.
Let's dress up in a inflatable dinosaur suit and make our point.
They hate Elvis.
Yeah.
There's so many great memes that have to do with this, anti-Trump protest. Basically, somehow in their twisted minds, they think Trump wants to be some kind of king. When's the last time a king worked for like no pay?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't give their paycheck back. No matter how much they had.
And I think even Trump said something like, if I was a king, I wouldn't be working my ass off for the American people.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it is. It's absurd. And to get the kind of turnout that they were able to get. And look, I think the lefty media certainly, they were guilty of exaggerating some of the numbers. I mean, we're not shocked. I mean, remember when Biden was out campaigning back in the day?
Camera angles.
I mean, they're literally, one time I remember it was like an outdoor event.
Yes.
I mean, it was almost like, tumbling weeds were going to be blowing through. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like there was nobody out there. And they on that one, it was like there was no way they could make it look.
Yeah.
So they tried not to, do any kind of panning.
Uh-huh.
And then with Trump, they would try to diminish that. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of times on the whole thing with Biden, I remember once they, because it was live video, and they were, doing the crowd went too far, and all of a sudden all the press were there, and he realized there's no more than 8 or 10 rows of people.
Right. It's empty.
Yeah. Or when they would do during the COVID stuff, they would do it with cars, and you have a parking lot with just a few people sitting in their cars. It was crazy.
Mm. And he did a lot of it from his basement. But anyway, the No Kings thing, yeah. Look, here's the good news. They did one in Ocala, and there was, right after that, like a Second Amendment get-together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they had no problems at all. And they even raised some money but at both locations, both in Gainesville and in Ocala. I know in Ocala they were it was to benefit Interfaith Emergency Services, so they collected stuff there, and so that was good. And then but no trouble associated with it. It was
That's
mostly
good. Yeah.
a lot of women, and a lot of them
there was some screeching but
well, there's always going to be some.
Well, yeah.
With all those women involved. Oh, did I say hello?
Bob, that was your out loud voice.
Oh, Bob.
Bob.
How could you?
Bad Bob. Forget Bad Bunny. We got Bad Bob.
Sometimes Bad Bob keeps it real. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. We never have to worry about that.
Greg missed out while he was gone.
I did.
When I got to interview, Bo Beery. He's one of the guys that's helping to put together this international car show that's coming. And, he started talking about, Lamborghinis, Ferrari, a Dino.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's going to be a big deal. And I don't know if you know this or not, Greg, but first of all, it's only $20 for if you want to enter.
Which is cheap.
A vehicle,
anyway.
Which is, yes. Yeah. And, of course, spectators, you don't pay anything. But it goes from 9 to noon. And so I like that. It's like you can go out on this Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
participate in that, and have fun on that.
Yes.
And then you still have the rest of the day because October is packed with activities and stuff.
So that's on the 25th, right?
Yeah.
So you get there at 9, you do the first hour or so.
Yeah.
See which one. Head over to Oktoberfest at Audi Gainesville.
At Audi Gainesville on Main Street?
Yeah. I mean, you can just make a day of food and fun and all kinds of stuff. Cars, music, my goodness.
I kind of like that.
I
so
we're onto something
I just wanted to get that out there and also remind you, because I know you like some of those. Well,
oh,
I know you like me, like all of those cars.
Yes,
generally.
We do.
All right.
We dream.
Yep, thieves got away with Napoleon's crown jewels. They did this thing in broad daylight.
That's crazy.
They pulled it off in 10 minutes.
Amazing.
That the authorities said it was very professional. Of course, there was nobody was hurt or anything like that. I mean,
it's like a scene in a movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
seriously.
It'd be like Ocean's 27
number.
Or whatever they're on now.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Crazy.
The Louvre is a global symbol of our culture. This heist which allowed thieves to steal the crown jewels of France, is an intolerable humiliation for our country. How far will the decay of the state go? That's what one of the politicians said.
Yep.
We're not done with the guests either.
Man, everybody wants to be on the Bob Rose Show.
Everybody wants to be anybody.
Yeah, well, it's true.
We are the springboard to success. Well, except for our own careers, Greg. Yeah, but other than that,
we've helped everybody else move up the ladder.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a few minutes, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins right here on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.